Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Be not dismayed, conservatives. We had a red wave. We won, and we won on many levels. And before you start, well, Kevin, I mean, we thought this. And let me just say this, folks. Imagine what leftists would have done had we not gotten in the game to the level that we did. This should just tell you the level of cheat, the level of what these people are willing to go. When you look at Joe Biden's performance and you look at all the issues that were on the block, inflation, crime, immigration, and then you get down to the nonsense of the Democrats where they like killing babies and such, and you figure that they could hold a seat legitimately, well, it's a lie. Democrats did this. They wanted to. We were expecting this red wave, which we got. I'm going to tell you, you got it. Don't let anybody tell you differently. You got it. Because if you hadn't gotten in the game, there'd be blue seats all over the place. Let them live with the Fettermans. Let them live with the Joe Bidens, the brain diminished, because it's not going to help them. But let me tell you what you better be looking for. You better be looking for 2 years at the legislative level how you can make a difference. I'm talking about getting rid of these rhinos. I'm going to go into this hour. We can talk about this election. And by the way, I apologize for not being on yesterday and having to do a best of, but I was not feeling well. And I'm not going to come on if I'm not feeling great anymore. It's just, you know, it's not worth it. I even felt like the show the day before, I wasn't feeling great, that I was just kind of phoning it in. So I don't want to deliver that to you. I want you to really get some, you know, the best of me. Democrats are playing the long game. They want to demoralize you. They have to. If they can continue this pressure, it started with Obama. Baby black Jesus delivered everything to him, except, you know what he didn't deliver? A win. He was a loser. He was three-day-old fish left out in the sofa cushion or under the seat in your car. You don't have to figure out something stinks, right? He stunk as a president. And that's what led to Trump. You know what Trump did? Trump scared the living daylights out of him because he could expose the game. And that's when the party, really, the two parties decided we have to show our true colors. We're the uniparty. We got to get rid of this guy. And they did it. And they installed this puppet clown. And now they openly cheat. I'm going to get into this with an article written by a guy. He's spot on. He says what I say. He does a great job of making sense. So I want to parse this, his article, and show you. We are winning. You just got, and this isn't me trying to pump you up and, okay, guys, I know the score is 50-0 at halftime. Let's get in there. It isn't. We took over governorships. Let me put it to you this way. What happened in Florida with a guy who said, I'm going to jump in the middle of this cheating nonsense. I'm going to make sure that people understand Florida is not going to follow the mainstream nonsense. And you know what happened? DeSantis wins by 20 points. Rubio has a cakewalk. And Florida's flipping seats. It is solidly red. Who can argue that now? It's solidly red under DeSantis. Why would anybody want him to leave? Leave him in place and let Trump go do his job. We'll get more into that, too. But do you understand? That's the scenario of what happens when you have true conservative Republican leadership. That's your bellwether. Oh, Kevin, Pennsylvania, federal. Let me tell you something. The people of Pennsylvania are too smart to vote for a dude who's got diminished brain capacity. I got a lot of friends in Pennsylvania. I don't need polls. Here's what I know. The average Pennsylvanian who is a hardworking man or woman who's out there slugging away every day does not want a diminished capacity knucklehead, sling blade, to be their senator. So if you think it's legit, fine. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe that Fetterman who goes, I've always been for fracking. I wasn't for fracking. I was for fracking. The guy who held a black dude at bay while illegally and said he's, robbing him or something is supposed to be the bellwether for civil rights? I mean, come on. Now, all the stuff that they did to try to cover for him, making him read stuff at the end of the election cycle. Look, again, you can try to convince me that Pennsylvanians don't want a guy who's, I'm not trying to put one guy over the other, but give me the credentials on paper, take the names off and say, you got a guy, he's a celebrity, people depended on him, he's given good medical advice. Yeah, is he everything you want him to be in a bag of chips? No, and neither are you. But compare that to a dude who was mayor of a failed city, failed mayor, not even a good mayor, a failed mayor. Of a town, and he's now a lieutenant governor that did nothing, and he's now going to be the senator from your state. If that's what Pennsylvanians want to own, fine. You cannot find a legit election. I'm telling you, you get outside of the big cities, you cannot find a legit election that where Democrats won. And, Kevin, proof. The proof is, follow your common sense. Have I not given you enough with COVID and all this other nonsense to let you know you should trust your own instincts? Oh, I know. We have to act like we're in a court of law and blah, blah, blah. No, you don't. If you come home and the lamp's been broken and the only person home is your 16-year-old kid, and you say, did you break the lamp and it wasn't broken when you left? You go, did you break the lamp or some one of your friends or somebody and you don't have any pets? You can pretty much narrow it down. So stop, this idea. Oh, I have to have proof. Show us the proof that Biden got more votes, more black votes than Barack Obama. Show me the proof, Kevin. You just said it. You just said it. Joe Biden in 100 years couldn't get more black votes than Barack Obama did in 2008, but he did. Now you and I both know that's nonsense. Again, I'll get more into that. The other thing is, let me tell you, Republicans and conservatives, you got to stop promoting these leftist Republicans. You cannot let these people win. When we come back in the second segment of the broadcast today, I'm going to talk more about this. You got to stop. At some point, you can't say, well, that's the lesser of two evils or whatever. At the very least, you better course correct these clowns when you do put them into office and let them know that we are true Republicans.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A friend of mine tweeted this. Mitch McConnell, an NRCC chairman, Tom Emmer, former spokesperson of a Soros-funded anti-electoral college group, deliberately tried to sabotage Republican success this cycle in an attempt to make Trump look bad. The swamp hates Trump more than they love America. So the question I ask is, how does an anti-electoral college person come to power in the Republican Party? We understand the need for the Electoral College. We know that if you take away the Electoral College, states like Idaho, Maine, and others will get no coverage. It's idiots who want a popular vote to determine the presidency of the United States. And it's mostly Democrats because they're the ones who will cheat and put 50 million new people on the voter rolls, won't let you take anybody off. They will mail in ballots for nonsense. I mean, they will do whatever it takes. And that's why they want this. The people who fell asleep in civics class. Tom Emmer, Minnesota 06. He was a House candidate. And this guy holds power in the Republican Party. Now, look, that was a long time ago when he was part of this. Maybe he has flipped. I don't know. But here's what I can tell you. They vet people more on for a job, you know, as a barista at Starbucks by looking at their Facebook than we do in the Republican Party. How do we get this Romney, Ryan, Boehner, Mitch McConnell type, even McCarthy? How do we let these people get ahead? I already have the answer. You want to know why? Because the Republican Party, like the Democratic Party, has a pecking order. And it's a chain of command like the military. And if you've ever had any association with the military, one rule is this. Do not violate the chain of command. So if you are a corporal and you go around your sergeant to the staff sergeant, guess what? The sergeant will make sure there is hell to pay. And the Republican Party and the Democrats are they hold that to be a real truth. So you know what Trump did? He went around, not one person, not two. He went around everybody and he ran for governor. He ran for president. I was thinking of Carrie Lake, who did the same thing here in Arizona. And yes, Carrie will win. So you have Trump that said, I'm just going to skip all this. I'm going to go straight to the top. And the Republicans are like, whatever. The Democrats encouraged it. Yeah, put him in. And then you guys work against him. And they got in cahoots together and they decided, we'll stop him. But they couldn't stop him. And then you know what he went and did? This son of a gun went out and performed. I'll be doggone it. He went out and did what he said he's going to do. And that really irked the Republicans and the Democrats because now they look stupid. He's the dude that comes in on the union job. And while they're all sitting around eating burgers and talking about, you know, how many girls they scored over the weekend, he's working. He's getting stuff done. And they pull him aside and say, hey, listen, you don't get it. Stop showing us up. Stop working so hard. We've got this down to a science. We just keep, you know, the chaos moving. You know, we keep you on the, we're the pharmaceutical company that doesn't give you the cure. We keep you on the drug. And Trump's like, I don't take any drugs. I'm just going to get this job done. I'm going to move on to the next thing and the next task and the next task. And they were having nothing of it. So they thought they got rid of him. And McConnell plotted against him. And you know what he did? Trump says, you know what? I'd like Carrie Lake to win. I'd like J.D. Vance to win. And he started hand-picking people. And you know what the Republican Party did? Instead of getting behind him, instead of saying, you know what? We got something here. We have a billionaire, brash version of Obama. He could be our Obama. He's created an entire movement around him. 75 million people voted legitimately for this man, more than any other sitting president, more than any legitimate president in history. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to go against him and those 75 million people who voted for him, and we're going to demoralize him. We're going to work with the Democrats to make sure nobody believes him. That's what they wanted to do. And they accomplished this in many ways. How do you allow this to happen? What part of the Republican strategy says, let's demoralize our party? Let's get rid of a guy who's got a great track record. What logic does this work in? Show me what world this works in. These saboteurs. Willing to sabotage themselves. Why? Because it isn't sabotage to them. They're all part of one party. They get together. You think Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer and McConnell are not friendly? These people are best friends. Publicly, they Nancy, Schumer. You know, McConnell plays the game. Behind the scenes, let me tell you something. These people yacht together. They take trips together. They may not get seen together. They got each other's burner phones. They are in cahoots with each other in as much as the families of the mafia. You take this area. Okay, Joey's going to get this. You pay a tribute. Okay, you make sure you pay. How much are we talking here, guys? I'd like 8%. I'm going to give them 4. I tell you what, we settle at 6. Capiche? Everybody good? Okay, all right, we settle at 6. Everybody, that's cool. You know, and then you do the two-faced kiss, the two-cheek kiss, and then it's all done. That's what these guys do. So go look at who they put into power. We should be looking up and down the food chain. What is your ideology? What have you thought? We should be vetting these guys like you wouldn't believe. And let me tell you, we have 2 years to get our crap together, folks. You had the worst possible scenario for the Democrats. You got a brain dead moron for president. You've got inflation through the roof, crime through the roof, illegal immigration. You've got all these issues that are that people are ready to address. I'm talking about in big cities, little towns, it doesn't matter. And McConnell and McCarthy couldn't pull out a win, a massive win. Let me ask you, do you think it's time for new leadership? See, there's been no repercussions for McConnell. There's been no McCarthy. He wants to be the next speaker. He's ready to, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring and here are the changes we're going to make and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. You know what I want? I want a Jim Jordan. I want somebody who's going to get in there, start investigating Hunter Biden. Let's find out who the big guy is. And oh, by the way, let's put some heat on the FBI to find out who that SCOTUS leaker was. And then let's resolve this Mar-a-Lago thing and let's start cleaning house within the FBI. Let's start getting special counsels in place. I don't know what – I'm not trying to be political. I don't want any part of it. I want the other opposite of it. I want these people to know if you don't do right by us, we're going to build a citizen coalition that's going to get rid of you. And I'm not talking about just voting. See, the problem we suffer in America is we want to vote people out at the congressional level. We have to vote people out at the little level. At the state rep level and all that. We have to clean house at the state level. If we can do that, we'll gain this country back. If we continue to put our faith in our senators and our congressmen, we're done. We've got to win the mayors. We have to win all the offices, Secretary of State, all the smaller ones too, by the way. We got to win those. That's when we're successful.
Radio show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this special day, on every day, I honor all of those who sacrificed for our nation like my son.
President Biden speaking at the United Nations COP27 climate conference in Egypt. Biden's son Bo died from a brain tumor in 2015 while hospitalized in Maryland. There's a chance Republicans will take majority in the House, and some are already planning on investigating how the Biden administration handled COVID. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says House Republicans should hold government officials accountable for the COVID response.
Lives have been destroyed and our nation is weaker because of reckless government decisions. These actions demand accountability.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, with trees popping up for sale. Plant experts say if you snap one up now, it will last until New Year's. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We won, and we won big. And Joe Biden's out. I don't know if you guys saw the video of him. He couldn't get a word out, and he finally changed it. It took 6 seconds for his brain to figure it out, and then he changed it. But he's just, we're going to stay the course. Please do, Joe. Please do. Stay the course, man. I'm not going to fight you. We won big. And if you missed that lesson, shame on you. It's the same lesson of, oh, Donald Trump is horrible. We've got to elect DeSantis. Explain to me why you would get rid of it. It would be like saying, well, there's some guys running track. You've got Usain Bolt and you've got the guy that's number two behind him. But you know what? Let's not let Usain run in the Olympics. Let's let the other guy run for us in the Olympics because he's almost as good. That's just stupid. And I'm not saying, look, I don't care. And I'm going to say this. I'll probably, you know, make some people mad, but I don't give a crap. I'm not a Trumper. I don't care what you think about Trump. I am so not a Trumper. Am I happy when I get a chance to spend some time with him? Sure. Why wouldn't you? The guy's a good guy to have a beer with. He doesn't drink, but he's a good guy to have coffee with. I have no problem being around Trump. And he's a lot less braggadocio and pompous than people believe. They've painted this guy completely wrong. So, fine. You know, think what you want. But I'm not some, you know, I don't get to go to Mar-a-Lago, oh my God, I can't wait to see Trump. And none of that. If he were to come to town, and I hope we can get him to do some events, we would entertain. It would be a good Q&A about a lot of different things. I'd love to sit down with him and ask the tough questions. By the way, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 is how you can reach us by phone. So when I tell you that it's lame brain to think of swapping out Trump, it is. Outside of COVID, the dude was masterful. And let me tell you, as good as DeSantis is, I don't think he makes these moves without Trump. It's like somebody else said, many people have said this. Without Trump, there is no DeSantis. People got their backbones. Ted Cruz is a different man today because of watching what Trump did. Josh Hawley, different person. Carrie Lake is the female embodiment of Trump, except she's much more eloquent. But she wouldn't exist if it weren't for Trump. She would not have gotten elected if it weren't for Trump. But I could go down the list. And the Republicans hate him for it. They hate that he's the guy that can say, here you go. here's my endorsement. Here's my, and by the way, I don't like that either. I don't like that one guy can flip a race. But you know what? If there is one guy that could do it, even though I don't always agree, I'd rather it be him. Who would you rather it be? McCarthy? McConnell? Because let me tell you what those guys did. They flipped races. They worked against Donald Trump at every turn. I said it in a previous session, previous segment of the show today. So let's make no mistake about this. The Democrats lost. The Democrats lost the House. Pelosi lost the gavel again. And she will soon, mark my words, she will be out of government within a few years. One way or the other. Either they get rid of her, because let me tell you, the power base she has as Speaker is unbelievable. She raises money like nobody's business. But once you lose that power, the money kind of dries up. So somebody else is going to eventually step in. And let me just say this. I don't care how much formaldehyde you poke into your face. Mother time, father time, whichever one you want to use, cisgender intersectionality time for the lefties, it doesn't care. Father, mother time, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't care. Pelosi's gone. It probably it's around the same time that Biden leaves. As for us, we won on every issue in this country, folks. We won on every issue. Crime, inflation, gas prices, economic policy, energy policy, education policy. People are sick of the left. And let me tell you, you fought your butt off this midterm. If you think you're going to rest on your laurels, are you ready to fight? Let me tell you what. Here's the good news. I said it a second ago. Things will not get better for the Democrats. Joe Biden is not going to suddenly get his wits about him. He's getting more and more senile by the day. Now, we're in the election cycle, so it's getting highlighted. Wait until we're out of it. He's got to go back to dealing with these things. It's no longer about trying to get people elected and people shift back, and that happens. What do you think? You think Schumer and Pelosi, these people are 80 years old. You think they're getting better? What policies are going to work? Please, give me some. Tell me what policy is going to work. What's going to bail them out? Is inflation going to get reduced? Let me give you the answer. No. Democrats have to have help. And McConnell's all too ready to give it to him. But do you know, McConnell sent $9 million to Murkowski. And he pulled $9 million from Blake Masters. Now, Murkowski was running against a MAGA Republican. Masters was running against a Democrat in Arizona. Think about that. There was a guy who wrote an article. I'm sorry I don't have his name here, and I should, because I know him too. But here's what he talks about. He talks about this election cycle and the now the full court presses. Oh, there was no red wave. There was no red wave. And then they're going to go on and on and on. He says, we had so much proof of voter fraud in 2020 that was never properly reported or adjudicated that I no longer have faith in the system. He says, to be more specific, I cannot accept the judgment of the post-truth society that we have become. Now, this stance will get me labeled as a purveyor of disinformation, but I don't care. What the powers that be call the truth are nothing more than blatant lies. Patriots desperately need to stop falling for the notion that we cannot trust our own eyes or that things that don't make sense to us are actual reality. He's already speaking my language because, see, when I evaluate things, don't misunderstand me here. Let me say this. I understand there's magic out there, right? And it can make things look a particular way. But that's hardly needed for the truth. In other words, I know that an elephant can be in the middle of the desert, and you can do an illusion that makes me think that that elephant disappeared. But I also know that it's an illusion. So we've gotten to the point, and I've talked about this before, where we've got this kabuki theater, these magic shows going on in the media and with the left, And you have to just remind yourself, that's not the reality.
Oh, you got to understand, people hated Donald Trump. They hated him.
And you go, well, wow. So if they hated him so much, why did he get 11 million or to 16 million more votes than he got before? See, that's the logic of it. Because you shouldn't. If he's hated, why do I know so many people who like him? Why does he fill stadiums and little theaters or whatever he's where he's doing stuff? And meanwhile, the people who are supposedly loved, they got nothing. Barack Obama can't get 500 people together. There's no Democrat that can bring 500 people cheering for, there's nobody. So you're not going to get me to think differently. He goes on to say, now is the time to stand behind what you feel to be the truth. If it doesn't make sense to you that Joe Biden received more black votes than Barack Obama, it's because he didn't. If it doesn't make sense to you that John Fetterman could win despite being mentally unfit for the job, then you should accept that Pennsylvania has arguably the most corrupt election system in the nation. If it doesn't make sense to you that nearly every race in states where voter fraud was an issue in 2020 defied polls and logic to yield Democrat victories, then perhaps you're ready to come to the conclusion that I've come to, that many of these elections were stolen. Now, what's funny, if you bring it up to some so-called Republicans or conservatives,
they're like, well, I mean, no, come on, man. You know, Kevin, let's just move on. Or I don't know that I believe that. And you go to yourself, you say to yourself, okay, well, then explain it.
Because I'd love for somebody to explain to me how you have a demented president who's driven the economy into the toilet, gas prices through the roof, inflation untenable, reduce your stock market, to your 401k to rubble. And I could go on, right? There's nothing good that's going to come out of my mouth regarding what Biden's done. And you're going to tell me that in a midterm election, he barely loses? You're going to try to convince me that where Barack Obama in 2010 got absolute carnage and he was a god, this guy who is an absolute moron hangs on, woohoo, and gets to spike the football? Sorry, man, I'm not buying it. And neither are many of you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've been seeing on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm putting these midterms in perspective because I want you to know you won big. And the narrative is going to be, oh, look at the Republicans, they didn't win big. We've got to mandate it. I thought they were supposed to have a referendum, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're going to pretend that, oh no, see, the public is okay with high inflation. The public is okay with high crime. The public is okay with an economy that's in the tank. They're okay with losing all the money in their 401ks. They're okay with people being making more money on welfare than wanting to go to work. They're okay with an energy policy that have us begging for buttermilk from our enemies and so on and so forth. They're okay with Joe Biden talking about Armageddon. They're okay with all these different things. Why? Because, well, women's right to choose hangs in the balance. It's all about abortion, man.
It's all about climate change. These are the biggest issues, right? Because they're the biggest existential threats to mankind.
Well, let me just say this. They're lying to you. And the writer of this article, he says, my biggest mistake was underestimating how gaslighted many, if not most, conservatives have been. Far too many, including those reading this article or listening to my show, have either been indoctrinated into accepting the narrative or they're coping with the results by seeking other explanations. As I noted on Twitter, Republicans who refuse to acknowledge our elections are being stolen should accept full responsibility of these results because you hampered those of us who continue to try to expose it. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, folks, it couldn't be more clear. And what cracks me up is, and I'm not going to try to convince, if you're one of those people that he's described, I'm not going to try to convince you otherwise. You can make up your own minds for yourselves. But I will tell you this. You're idiots. You refuse to see the obvious. I keep going back to this thing, the attack on Trump. Kevin, he's too volatile. He's in the news way too much, and he's too this or he's too that. No, he's not. He's doing exactly what you're supposed to do when you've been accused of heinous crimes, heinous acts. All they do is lie about you. If you're one of those people who would just go, it's like me talking about Fox News and them firing me. And Melissa goes, baby, you should just leave that alone. And I go, I'm not leaving it alone. You shouldn't use the word skank. Skankity, skank, skank, skankity, bank. I'm going to use it until the day I die. I didn't do or say anything wrong. And so there are people that will come on my program. There he is again talking about getting fired from Fox. I'm going to talk about getting fired from Fox because it's a badge of honor. I had a guy look me up. One of my friends said, Kevin, this guy will finance your movies. I said, great, I'd love to meet him. This guy had been ostracized. He had been a guilt by association in some financial deal. This is a mega millionaire dude. And you know what he said? He looked me up. He goes, yeah, he's a little too volatile. He got fired from Fox. And I'm going, really? I say to my friend, a guy that went through this and who was not guilty, by the way, and he looks at my thing and goes, whoa, I don't know. I go, honestly, I don't want his money. I don't even want to be friends with him. If anybody should understand why you fight, it's that guy. Look, I'm a trained fighter. I know when to fight. It's tough to get me to fight. I talk about it a lot because I want to save some people's lives because there are people that want to come up on me and do the wrong thing. Well, I'm going to rip your lungs out. That's just what's going to happen. I'm going to rip your throat out first, probably. But the point is, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about being in the fight. I'm going to, not because I want to, but because you better know I will. And for people to back you off from the truth is just ridiculous. I don't care where I'm at. People would tell me, you know, Kevin, I don't like Trump. And I go, I don't get it. I had a governor tell me that. And I looked at him and said, I don't get it. The only thing I can figure out is you're jealous that he jumped around you. Is that the part? Is that what it is? And he looked at me kind of smugly. And, you know, he knew at that point he wasn't going to change my mind. Because for me, it was, show me what is it you don't like about him? Because the only thing I could figure is, you're mad that he's the new kid in town and the prettiest cheerleader wanted to date him, wanted to take him to the prom and not you. That's the only thing I can figure. Because you have no other reason. This guy goes on in this article. He says, we saw what happens when a state addresses voter fraud issues with Florida. It was not exactly indicative of what the rest of the nation could experience if voter fraud was solved, because Florida had the added benefit of attracting hundreds of thousands of extra Republicans over the last couple of years. But it's telling that since the powers that be had given up on Florida, the results far exceeded what was projected. I'm not suggesting that people like Doug Mastriano, Kerry Lake, or Lee Zeldin would have won their races by 20 points if it weren't for voter fraud. But I'm certain they would have won by double digits. And he's right. I can speak it for Arizona. Katie Hobbs, train wreck. Wouldn't debate, too scared, talk like a little girl, and was just the worst possible candidate. And, of course, Carrie's kicking her butt now, and Carrie Lake will be governor, and it'll be like DeSantis and Gillum. It'll be a barely win until Carrie Lake gets to get in and do her job. Unlike Ducey, and she will have the full support of the people underneath. And we will, when she's cleaning things up, and let's face it, Abe Hamadeh, he's going to win many of these other ones that are in tight races because these Republican votes are flooding in. And when we're able to finally get something done, let me just tell you, it's going to be a whole different ballgame. He goes on, he says, many are saying this is Donald Trump's fault. Those who are saying that and jumping on the DeSantis bandwagon are falling into a trap. Pay attention. I've already said this. The reason why I read other people's stuff is when it validates what I'm saying. I don't read this stuff first and get my opinion. I have my opinion and my producers go, hey, here's somebody that thinks like you. He goes on to say, that's not to say I'm against DeSantis or for Trump in 2024. Me too. He says, I like them both. I have challenges with both of them as well. But the rising anti-Trump sentiment is being manufactured by the powers that be, and it has very little to do with Trump himself. See, that's what I've been saying. This is not. If you get caught up on the idol, this is Trump. They're going to stop Trump. No, they're not, folks. They want to stop you. They want to take the person that you believe represents you. They think you're so all in with Trump. If you destroy him, it'll take away your spirit. That's why they cheat. That's why they cheat, obviously. They say, prove it. They get together. When I say they, I'm talking about the entirety of the political establishment, Republican and Democrat. They say demoralize them, attack them, election deniers, climate deniers. You're always something. You're a denier. You're a deplorable. You're something. But we're uniters. We're uniters. We want to bring everybody together. The Democrats are a big tent. Does any of that sound like uniting? They have words for you, for everything, and everything is a threat. We'll unleash 87,000 IRS agents on you. We will, if you mispronoun me, I will put you in jail. He says the powers that be didn't just see this election as a way to salvage Democrat power. The bigger fish they wanted to fry was us, MAGA Republicans, America First Patriots, Trump supporters, whatever you want to label those who supported people like Mastriano, Lake, Don Baldock, Tiffany Smiley, and others. Other first candidates were the targets, America First candidates. He says they want us splintered. They want the GOP establishment to continue to manage our side of the political fence for the uniparty swamp. This election was about falling in line, making us fall in line with Mitch McConnell, Karl Rove, Paul Ryan, and the rest of the GOP power brokers. It's not about Republican versus Democrat. It's about protecting the powers that be, the global elitist cabal that manages the Biden-Harris regime and the uniparty swamp. He says, the problems that I didn't anticipate, this problem, this is manifesting very clearly now, is that I thought they'd have to stick their necks out too far to steal the elections. They did stick their necks out even farther than they did in 2020, but my fatal mistake was realizing there would be so few willing to call them out for it. I completely agree with this guy. I'm going to try to get him at one of our events because he's speaking the truth.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.